signing of the contracts, the end of the grape strike, how did that change the conditions for farm workers in general? What did you gain?
Well, you know, we were able to have medical benefits. There was a clinic, you know. There was clean water in the fields. I mean, there were clean bathrooms. You know, the big joke in the olden days was that you always knew when you were near a toilet because you could smell it within, a couple miles away. So, I mean, having bathrooms and, simple things that most workers take for granted, clean water, I remember working in the fields when the growers would come by with the pesticides, and they would ask us to stand over to the side. They would come through with these big rigs that sprayed pesticides on the grapevines, and then they would pass, and they would say, "Okay, everybody, go back to work." And they're dripping, and you're working there, and you have like no clue about what they're using. You know, now they have to inform the workers that they're going to be spraying there. Things that that most people take for granted, most workers in the United States did not know, happens to farm workers, that there are laws that excluded coverage in those areas for farm workers.
And for the single elderly Filipino men, what benefits did they get?
Some got to retire. I mean, the union built Agbayani Village. They got good medical care. Many of them, if they got sick, they just stayed in the camps. There were social services to help them open up bank accounts and apply for Social Security, all the things that most people know how to do, but farm workers didn't know how to do. There were no method for them to access services. No one ever taught them, being isolated out in the camps.
Okay. Now, the growers also kept different groups apart. Can you talk a little bit about that? How that worked? I mean, the Filipinos and the Puerto Ricans and the Mexicans and the Anglos. I mean, how did that work? And what?
It was a big competition. It was a big I recall the Mexican crew. It was a big thing about going when it was grape season, picking season. But they would go around and tell the crew how many boxes this crew over here picked. And so then the foreman would come out and say, "Oh, look, so-and-so's crew picked this many grapes, so we got to pick as many," So people were, like, fighting against each other, to look better, to make, and never realizing that it was a trick to keep them from not talking to each other,
And previous to the strike, what did I know your mother was a Mexicana and your father was Filipino, but in general, what did you see was going on there? Did Filipinos and Mexicans interact, or did you look at them suspiciously, or what was the dynamic? What was going on there?
Like I said, for me, it was interesting because I was half Mexican and half Filipino. And so I knew there was a division. It was real strange because it was like, there's something that even with your own people, the Filipinos didn't like the Mexicans and the Mexicans didn't like the Filipinos, And I would say, well, gee, where do I fall? Because I'm 50% Mexican and 50% Filipino. And like I said, for years, there was a big, big division, and that the farm workers, Caesar brought them together, to recognize that they, they're all farm workers, they all have families, they all want the same things. They all want to buy homes, they all want to send their kids to college, They all want to retire. They want to make a decent wage. They want to be able to get sick and go see a doctor if they need to.
But what caused this division? Why was there this antagonism between the groups?
To me, it was around the labor. I mean, if you divide the work group, the workers, then they're not going to organize against you. You put them together, and you get them together like Caesar did. There's nothing that you could do to stop them.
Okay. Now, Let me see here. Rick, we have anything else we can cover conditions and the splits. I think maybe we could just go one more pass here at Delano and to really get us, again, really get a sense of what life was like. Briefly, we can describe what life was like in this town that was split between the growers and farm workers. How did you as a kid see, you know, the folks who ran the town?
You know, growing up in Delano, you were either white or you were a farm worker. You know, even the jobs in town were held by, you know, Anglos. And farm workers were just poor folks, you know. They didn't receive equal education. You know, they didn't, many of them quit school and worked in the fields, you know. And you get a bunch of people going to college, you know, who's going to pick the field? Who's going to pick the grapes? You know, so you don't educate folks because you need that workforce and you need them dumb because you don't want them asking questions, you know. You don't want them asking for more money, you know, or benefits. So growing up, you know you're poor. You know, I knew I was poor. Never felt poor looking back as a kid, but you know, we weren't wearing the same clothes as the growers' kids, you know.
When did things change for you and you realize, hey, things don't have to be this way, we're going to do something about it?
You know, it was after the strike when people started feeling better. To me, it was probably in the later years. I mean, just as a young kid, knowing that something was going on and knowing that that there was a challenge going on between the poor folks and the growers, you know, that there was going to be a future, you know, and all I could do is wait till I was old enough to be able to be a part of that, and I did become a big part of that.
Okay, now you said that in 1973. You left the fields and never went back. What did that mean? What happened there?
Well, I went out in the 1973 grape strike. I was working for Caratan and Sons, and I remember the day that I decided I was gonna go out on strike, and when you know you're just nervous, you know, and I went out on strike. The 73 strike and never went back. Went to work with the union. Everybody went on the boycott, and I worked at the clinic at 40 Acres, and it just changed my whole life, you know, because Delano can be a very small town for the farm work. I mean, it was a very small town for me, you know. I knew everybody, you know, everybody in Delano. You know, you're going to work in the fields the rest of your life. The union just connected us to the rest of the world. You know, and knowing that you could do more than work in the fields, you know, and the union gave me, and I know other farm workers, that opportunity to know that you could do more.
Okay. Yeah. Stop. That's good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That wasn't too painful, was it?
No. Was it okay?
Yeah. It was very good. We just need 30 seconds of silence.
Okay. And